Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, the Bundesliga, along with some very prominent Germans, have responded to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. What details can you tell us there?
Well, German football added its voice. Clubs, players, and fans joined forces to show their support for Ukraine. The clubs opened up their matches with moments of silence in solidarity with Ukraine. The German Football League itself even criticized the Russian attack in a statement. Fans were calling for peace as well, condemning the Russian president, Putin. You know, actually, Eintracht Frankfurt Stadium was lit up with Ukrainian colors. And Stop It Putin was lit up all over that match between Frankfurt and the defending champions. And it goes beyond that. You know, even Robert Lewandowski was wearing his captain armband in Ukrainian colors. He mentioned he had spoken to a player that competes on the Ukrainian side and just said how dire and tough the situation is, a player who plays for Dynamo Kiev, you know, the team in Ukraine. So all in all, it's a very tough situation away from football. Formula One driver Sebastian Vettel, you know, a German who's won the title a few times, he said he'd boycott the Formula One in Russia, and Formula One ended up canceling that event altogether. You know, so all in all, it's been a united front against, you know, what we have been witnessing on the Russian border with Ukraine.
Let's talk about some of the action on the pitch here, Chris. Union Berlin got back to winning ways. What other results stood out for you?
Yeah, Union Berlin, you know, blew minds out of the water. Taiwo Awoniyi, you know, he got on the double digits in scoring. He picked up his 10th goal of the season. You know, that was a 3-1 landslide victory. The top teams won, except for Dortmund. You know, Dortmund dropping points, only having one competition left, is not a good look. The black and yellows, they open up the score and they look good. Thorgan Hazard, you know, scored. You know, he hasn't been mentioned, you know, really. You know, he's been hit or miss. He only has 4 goals on the season, you know, but the opposing side was able to level, and that just drops points, you know, for them, because they're basically trying to catch up to Bayern Munich. You know, Bayern Munich was a good match. Joshua Kimmich played provider in helping them defeat Frankfurt 1-0, you know, at Frankfurt. And Kimmich, after the match, talked about how important it was, you know, getting their mentality back on track, you know, because obviously they were dipping in form lately. You know, Nagelsmann pretty much echoed that, saying that fine pass, you know, that got them the 3 points, you know, was exceptional from the midfielder at only 27 years old. You know, so all in all, Bayern Munich, you know, just added a bit more cushion because Dortmund, you know, obviously Dortmund dropping points to Augsburg, you know, is never good, especially when you're considered, you know, one of Bayern's goals were maintaining that 6-point cushion they had, and Dortmund helped them out a bit, adding 2 points to that.
Chris, Bayern are in the Champions League, and the likes of Leverkusen, Leipzig, and Frankfurt are still competing in the Europa League after Dortmund failed to advance.
Yeah, well, in terms of the Champions League, that final was supposed to take place in Russia. That's been moved to Paris, and that'll be at the end of May. You know, Dortmund, like I said, they were dead in the water. There was no chance for them, you know, after losing at home to their Scottish opponent. You know, as far as Leverkusen is concerned, you know, they have a tough opponent in Atalanta. That Italian side is fifth in the standings right now. You know, strong defensively as well. Leverkusen's attack will be tested. RB Leipzig, you know, they play a Russian side. That second leg is supposed to be in Russia. I doubt that'll happen on March 17th. But Leipzig are on the come up. You know, they're sitting fourth in the table right now. You know, that's one side I do think, would advance and kind of carry the torch forward, you know, that they kind of set a few seasons back under Nagelsmann. But moving to Frankfurt, a club that a lot of out there enjoy to watch and are fans of, they have La Liga side Real Betis. They're third in their league. I don't know if I like that matchup for Frankfurt as much, you know, but anytime the German sides advance, obviously it's a good look for the Bundesliga. Not so good that Leipzig got booted out of the Champions League, and, you know, and as did Dortmund to the Europa League, but nonetheless, teams thrive for the European competition, and it's good to see a handful of German sides still competing.
And just like always, Chris, what else has hit your radar this week? Let me guess, Erling Haaland?
Yeah, where is Erling Haaland? You know, that's a big question. You know, I had to check the transfer market injury update to see that his fitness is what's listed as his injury right now. He's been out. When you look at him, you kind of question that, but obviously he's been injury plagued. Well, his news, the latest news is Manchester City is considered a favorite, you know, to land Erling Haaland, you know, and obviously the Spanish sides, Real Madrid and Barcelona, you know, have their plans in place as well. Dortmund, you know, has put pressure on Erling Haaland to make a decision. We're all expecting that he will make one very soon in terms of his destination. I kind of feel like maybe he's holding out. I don't even know if he'll be back in a Dortmund uniform. I mean, you know, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But why Manchester City? Well, according to the German media here, it's because they failed to land Tottenham striker Harry Kane last summer. You know, so the 21-year-old Haaland might end up playing in Manchester City under Pep Guardiola. We have to wait and see. But nonetheless, I think his days at Dortmund are definitely numbered.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.